Cody, one of the things that always drives me crazy is when somebody's spouse has a really hard time seeing the reason why their spouse needs the thing that they're telling them that they want. We were talking about it earlier today a little bit, and I don't think I did the best job, so I want to share a little bit more, and then you can chime in and give me a therapy session here.
I'll do the best that I can.
Is that good? Yeah. Like, maybe we change the name of the podcast to Therapy Sessions with Cody.
I don't think I'm a therapist, but...
But that's the whole point. It's not
therapy. Oh, okay. So it's kind of like tongue-in-cheek? And
yeah.
Just talk it. It's talk therapy.
You're my therapist.
Okay, great.
Yeah. I own you now. Give me a therapy session about that.
Yeah, right.
All right. So here's where my brain is at. And I'll share my relationship with Kim about how it works in our house, and then people can maybe go from there. When the whole idea of having to bring a spouse into a meeting to help the person who wants to buy overcome the objection of my husband, my boyfriend, my girlfriend, my wife doesn't think it's a good idea. I understand the need to do it because it needs to happen. And it drives me crazy because I'm like, why do you need that person's permission? B, why doesn't that person trust you? C, why don't you trust yourself?
Like, because we make decisions together.
But that's such bullshit. You like, that's not true. It's a compromise. I don't make decisions with my wife. Let's talk about how my wedding went. Okay, let's go back in time a little bit. She used to say, "What do you? Which napkins do? Which this do?" I'm like, "I don't know." She's like, "I want you to be a part of the decision making." Like, okay, fine. How about this? You bring me your top three choices. I'll pick my favorite one, and then you do whatever you please. And that's what we ended up doing. She wanted me to feel like I was included. Mm-hmm. Then she said to me, "You plan the honeymoon." Like, I don't need to plan the honeymoon. She's like, "No, you plan the honeymoon." Like, I'll plan the honeymoon. Fine. So I plan this amazing vacation to Portugal. And I bring it to her and she's like, "I was kind of hoping you were going to pick Maui." Mm. So we went to Maui. That's it. We don't make decisions together almost ever. I don't know what she buys for our kids to wear. I have no idea. It's not like, "Hey, Sean, I'm going to spend $30 today at Kohl's. Which shirt?" Don't ask me. I don't even want to be a part of that. And I didn't say to her, "Hey, babe, I think I want to upgrade the podcast studio. Is that okay with you?" No. The last time I asked her opinion is when I genuinely wanted her opinion because I knew it would affect how we lived. And that was when we opened the flagship. Mm. I knew if shit hit the fan there, it was going to be me. It just would be. And I needed her to know that before we'd ever opened before, because I made a promise to her 5 years ago I would never do it again. But if I hadn't made that promise 5 years ago, I don't know if I'd do it. I just don't get it.
What's the difference between that and is it the scale of the decision?
I think the
scale. Is that what you're describing?
I think the scale has something to do with it. Like, that opening the flagship was a, let's see, almost $1 million commitment of money I didn't have, cash. So it's me leveraging our future, $1 million worth of our future. That's not like, "Hey, I'm going to buy a training package." Even if you don't have $1,800, that's not like, it's not $1 million.
So I get it. I'm still stuck on, how's it different?
Because the only reason I brought it to her is I wasn't really sure I wanted to do it. In order for me to make the move, I wanted her support because I was going to be leveraging our future to do it, money we didn't have. And I had made a promise to her 5 years ago, I'm never going to do this again. Those three things are very, very significant. If somebody is coming to buy a personal training package, for example, and they say, I don't know if I want to do this. Let me talk to my husband about what his thoughts are. Totally. Totally. Would you bring him in? Because I want to hear this too. That's different than this is what I need. I want this. Let me just go ask my husband. Do you understand what I mean there?
Yeah. Well, the first one, it sounds like the person isn't even sure if they want it.
Which was me with the flagship.
Right. So you bring it, if there's uncertainty around, okay, I'm not sure if this is the outcome that I really want. If this is the thing that I want to do to get me to the thing that I think that I want.
Correct.
Then it makes sense to like get collaborative.
Yeah.
To bring somebody else in, be like, I need your opinion here. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, are you saying then that if you would have been a hell yeah, let's do this, brick and mortar, let's go, you wouldn't have had that conversation?
Great question. If I had told, in the circumstances we're in right now, I would have, because I don't lie to anybody. And I told her 5 years ago, I will not do this again. Mm. If 5 years ago I had not said, I won't do this again, if that never happened, no. Because our relationship now is such that she's retired and she understands I'm going to do what I need to do to make sure it stays that way. I don't ask her, hey, babe, I'm thinking about going to Texas for an event so that I can make friends who will make me a better person, which will make us better in business long term. Is that okay with you? No. Hey, babe, these dates, I'm out of town. Okay.
So is it because of do we go back to the future impact of these things, the positive potential future impact that you're like, look, this is, I mean, of course there's time, there's effort, there's energy, there's money that goes into going to Texas to meet those people. Mm-hmm. Is it because you understand and you can see more clearly the benefit long-term
of
doing it, of going, of spending the money, spending the time, spending the energy.
Yeah. I have clarity of the benefit.
So is the person then who's sitting in the training, thinking about the training, is it because they don't have clarity?
No, I don't think it's that. I think they do. I think it's just, I have clarity and I just want to ask permission.
Mm.
What do you mean you want to ask permission? What does that mean? Like, are we still saying, hey, is it okay if I kiss you? You're married. I don't get it.
How is this helpful? Because I'm still stuck to anybody listening. Because I'm still stuck on, yeah, but we make decisions together. And that's, I mean, it's a big commitment.
Yeah. I guess it's helpful because I want people to be able to hear. We talk about all the time how to overcome this kind of stuff, how to help people get through this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And I want people to know that it's not like I'm just apathetic about the need to do it. I can't stand it. And I don't understand why. Like, I want to understand what leads to the root of that happening over and over and over again. And
when you say that happening over and over,
people
and over
consistently
again,
in our business and other businesses, whatever the case is, needing to ask their spouse to the point that if you go to a sales training anywhere, one of the objections they're going to help you learn how to overcome is overcoming the, I need to ask my spouse about this. Mm. And I want, I don't know. I guess it's just, I thought it'd be valuable for people to hear the other side of it for me.
Yeah, it is. I think it's an interesting.
So that was a rhetorical question?
It was both rhetorical and I wanted to hear you like spin it into something.
Okay. So if I'm going to try to spin it into something,
something tangible.
Yeah. I get it, man.
Okay. You've done a couple of these.
I've done. One of our core values at Active Life is to reveal the exceptional in everyone we come across. Okay. The reason this is worth discussing, I loathe when people say, let me ask my husband, let me ask my wife. It immediately makes me want to tell them to leave their husband or wife, even though that's just a total projection of how the conversation goes. Mm-hmm. It's a super high energy objection for me to hear from anybody at any time because of what it says to me about their relationship with themselves and or their relationship with their husband or their wife. I feel pain for them. So it costs me a ton of energy. And I do it anyway with a smile over and over again really, really well. Because that's what it takes to uphold the core value of revealing the exceptional in everyone we come across. Because I know what happens for the person who is asking the permission after they work with us. Do you follow me?
What happens?
They become a completely different person. They have the ability to show up in a way that they never could for their spouse before, because they have an ability to show up for themselves in a way that they never could before. We help to reveal the exceptional in them through working with them. And because it's one of our core values, it becomes my responsibility, your responsibility when you're faced with it, to make sure that person's able to overcome that objection, that we're able to get the husband, the wife, the boyfriend, the girlfriend, the mom, sisters, cousins, dog walker to the meeting so that we can help them overcome it.
Do you think that there's ever the feeling of getting left behind by the other person?
Yeah, absolutely.
You think that's one of like the bigger things there?
Yes. When Kim was dealing with postpartum mood disorder after our third kid, she wanted to see someone for mental health. And of course, I was like, yeah, let's do it. And she came to me because she wanted to make sure that I was on board. Probably in part because of where she was mentally and in part because of how we had just built our relationship at that point. Which, again, is an indicator that everyone can evolve through this, right? Which is what I want to help people do.
Because now you wouldn't even want or need her to come and ask you about it. You'd be like, just do it.
No, obviously, we just had this happen. This just happened about something else. I'll share that with you in a second. And my fear was she's going to talk to this mental health person and they're going to help her realize she shouldn't be with me.
Interesting.
There was no reason for that. There was no... It's insane.
It's your own insecurities bubbling to the surface.
Yes, exactly right. Recently, she came to me and she's like, hey, she's pregnant. She's almost 7 months. She's like, my back is starting to bother me a little bit. I'm going to go get some massages from Elena, who you get massages from, who I've got massages from. I said, great. She's like, how often do you think I should go? Like, she was asking me as the former doctor who educates people on how to do this stuff. I was like, I would go every other week. And if you need to go more, just go more. She's like, okay. And that was it. That was the whole conversation. It wasn't, is it okay with you if I see a massage therapist because my back hurts and I would like to feel better? What do you, what kind of a person do I have to be to say no to that?
Yeah. Yeah, she's asking you for your professional opinion on frequency.
She is now. What I'm saying, in the past, she might have said, is it okay if I spend the money?
Sure.
And I get it. I get it. But the level of immaturity that I had, to lead to her needing to ask me in the past, is it okay if I spend the money? Is what I feel when somebody else today says I need to ask my spouse. I'm like, I want to help your spouse and or you so bad. You follow me there?
Yeah.
That's what I'm getting at.
Got it.
And so the reason why it was important to talk about it is because the only reason we do it the way that we do it is because it's a core value to reveal the exceptional in everyone we come across. If it wasn't important to do that, we would just be like, look, sure, go.
Yeah. Or we would be like, well, doesn't your spouse want you to feel like the best version of yourself?
Right.
Wouldn't they want you to be happier?
I believe that's called gaslighting.
Oh, is that what it is?
I think so.
Oh, I thought it was just sales technique.
For some people, they're the same.
Yeah.
Is that a helpful explanation as to why I think this was important to discuss in that way?
Yeah. It scratches the surface. I think there's so much more meat on the bone of that core value. It's an example of it.
There's a million examples of it.
Mm-hmm. How long do you want to talk about it?
Oh, man, dude. I'll go.
Okay.
We could do another one. We could end that one here and have another example of it in the next podcast, or we could do this whole thing over again, or we could go along.
Let's do another one.
Okay. Turn pro.